Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Go.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? This is Michael.
Good, you're live. You're on already.
I am.
And here is the Michael Rogers Show.
We have a lot of things going on tonight. So I want to give you a heads up. We'll have three guests tonight, plus your wonderful calls. We have a guest at 8:15 West Coast time. We also have another guest. Her name is Emily J. Rogers, other known as Sweet Pea, my wife. Got something she wanted to tell you about, along with a guest from Arizona who's going to be on the air with me. And another guest that we had last week or a month ago, his name is Sean. And so there's a lot of legislative stuff and a lot of good news to tell you about. So tonight might be popping the corks of the champagne bottles after this baby is over. So we'll get into that in just a few minutes. First of all, I hope everybody had a good Easter and any other spiritual holidays that you celebrate this time of year for those who do those kind of things. And I hope tonight you enjoy the show immensely. I know for a fact that I will be taping this one and keeping this in the files for a long, long time because we have a couple of awesome guests. Some that I just met this afternoon, actually, and one I met this weekend at a seminar this weekend. So, first of all, let me just calm down just a bit. We got 2 hours. But I also wanted you to know that advocacy is almost done. Almost done for Washington. A friend of mine will be on in just a moment. His name is Sean. We'll talk about that and the great things that have happened in legislative issues with people with disabilities and the advocacy that is continued to needs to continue to happen. So it's a nice, relaxing time to think about what we've actually accomplished. One bill in particular that I'm waiting for Sean to get on to tell you about, but I'm almost there he is. So excited about it. Welcome onto the show, and I know I'm just glad you could make it this evening.
Yeah, I'm glad to be there.
So do you want to tell them the good news, or do you want me to?
Well, let me introduce myself.
Let's go with the basic things first. Yes, and I will go for it, buddy.
Thanks, Michael. It's great to be on my, as you said. My name is Sean Latham, and I'm the current executive director at an organization called Allies in Advocacy. Allies in Advocacy, or Allies for short, is a relatively new self-advocacy organization, fighting for the civil and equal rights of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Would you like me to share a little of our history?
Absolutely.
We began Allies more as a think tank self-advocacy group in 2012, as members from different youth and adult advocacy groups came together in Washington to help with a presentation about Washington State and disability services at the time. Allies followed that up by creating a human rights document that includes people with disabilities. That document is called a Proclamation for the Dignity and Rights of All Human Beings. It can be found on the Allies in Advocacy website at alliesinadvocacy.com. The proclamation that we wrote over 2 years states a few key items. First, everyone, including those with disabilities, deserves real choices in their life and deserves to be the one making those choices. Second, we have the right to try things. Sometimes we will succeed and other times we will not, but we have the right to try no matter what. Third, we have the right to live free from abuse, neglect or exploitation. And finally, one of the points in the proclamation is to pass on our knowledge about our experiences to help the younger generation. So as you can imagine, just finishing the proclamation and letting others respond to it at conferences was a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big, big deal, Frank. Have you read the proclamation, Michael?
I have, yes.
Now, what did you think of it?
I think it's empowering.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's what do you say? Nothing about us without us, kind of, you know.
Yeah, nothing about us.
You know, it's you know, and it's also empowering, I think, to have you in a position like that, because you no pen on words, walk the walk, even though we're in chairs. We roll the roll. You know what I mean? It's like we live what we say. I think that's powerful for anybody to realize that everybody is entitled to go after their dreams.
Yeah, that's definitely. Well, I've been working there probably 2000, and so it's been a while, but yeah, I was able to do it.
I mean, I think it's taken a different, you know, it's taken a while to develop where we are now, right? I mean, you've only had the job for what? A month, maybe 2 months?
Oh, well, yeah, full time for about, well, almost 2 months now.
Almost two months now.
Yeah, before that, I was at an independent living center for probably 15, 16 years. So, yeah.
Like I said, you walk the walk or roll the roll.
Yeah. So let me tell you a little bit more about what we are doing right now.
Sounds
great.
Yeah, sure. Great. Go for it.
Yeah, but right now.
So beginning in 2017, allies looked at modifying this think tank group to create a nonprofit organization. This new nonprofit will do three key things. Work with our self-advocacy partners to build up the self-advocacy movement. Number two, allies will work with state disability partners and our government to help make sure laws that affect people with intellectual and developmental disabilities are implemented correctly. Because just because we all advocate to pass legislation doesn't mean our job is done. We need to make sure these laws are done correctly and are their impacts are fair for everyone. Third, allies currently serving as a fourth developmental disability network partner, which is an unofficial self-advocacy leg. The other three partners, being our state DD Council, Disability Rights Washington, and our state University Center for Excellence in Developmental Disabilities. Each of us are tasked to work on new programs and projects that will help those with intellectual and developmental disabilities lead successful lives. We hope someday to get our national leaders to modify the federal DB Act to officially recognize self-advocates should be an equal partner in this movement, since it's primarily dealing with our lives directly. I hope this will be something you want to work and advocate with us on. This year,
absolutely,
we are to improve community services and community residential opportunities by advocating to lawmakers, working with our disability partners, and creating public awareness that we need to serve people not in large congregate settings, but in the community. So that is some things about us.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, go for it. Take as much time as you would like.
And then you were asking me about the Senate bill.
Yeah.
It would have been good news.
Okay, first is Senate Bill 5284, which is the bill ending subminimum wage. So this bill would not allow any private entity to pay a person subminimum wage with the certificates run out in the next 3 years, I think. Advocates are very excited about this bill because for too long people with developmental disabilities were being paid pennies to hours and hours of work. This was mainly done in what we call sheltered workshops, where it's like each worker is given a small job to do over and over. Often the purpose of these businesses, that is to help get people ready for competitive employment, was not being done. So people just were staying there, not making a living wage, not increasing their skill set, and not interacting with their community. And that to me is wrong, so. We have exciting news yesterday. The House passed this bill, so now all we need is the governor's signature to make this a law. I would then add, our next step should be to advocate to our community and business leaders to step up and be willing to hire and support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Because what I don't want to see happen is for business to use this bill as a reason not to hire people, because they have to pay minimum wage.
I'm concerned about that myself.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I was talking to Emily, my wife, this morning or this afternoon when you told me, is that we got to watch to make sure that they don't end up putting in the back door next year more restrictions to add more years to the closure of minimum wage. Even though we passed it, we got to watch out and make sure the fox isn't watching the hen house, so to speak.
Yeah, you have to watch it every year.
There's no rest at the end of this thing, but it's a huge accomplishment. For the rest of the callers, I used to be on subminimum wage, so it's a big emotional deal for me. That's why I say tonight to me it's a celebration. We went out and had some tacos out before the show tonight and before we had dinner, and it was just to me emotional because I used to make those pennies, and to get that passed feels awful good. Feels awful good. So I'm glad we did that, and I just want to thank Emily Randall, the sponsor, the senator who supported the bill. Was one of the main sponsors of the bill, and all those who supported it. So, is there any other bills that are interesting to you, my friend?
Yeah, there is. But before we do that, I think we also need to say Ivan Elvis Smith and Gone Reno.
Ivan Elvis Smith? And
Gone Reno.
I did call her earlier tonight just to let her know that if she wanted to, she could drop on, but I haven't heard back from her.
Yeah, so both the Ivan Elvis and Gon Lehman from Spokane, those two were very critical in moving this bill. So a big thank you.
Yeah, big time. Big thank you to both of them. Everyone that wrote letters and if you're even in or out of the state, please write one more letter and ask and urge the governor to sign the bill. We're not quite at the finish line yet and not quite at the champagne bottles. Yes, I would love a drink, but I will not buy the cheapest champagne in the world. I promise you that when this one passes. It's a good thing. Let's put it this way. It's a good thing that I'm in a wheelchair because I'm going to need it that night. I'm really excited about that bill.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's a good, well, and a good thing I live close that nobody has to worry about my driving in my wheelchair and anywhere. So I'm really stoked.
Yeah. And I would also have without joining him to do a virtual build finding with all of them. Because we will not be able to do in person signing.
A virtual signing, so because we won't be able to see it because it's the COVID, still living in the COVID world. But I'll tell you what, Sean, if he has those, you know, when he signs that pin, gives those pins out, this one I'm going to ask the governor to spend some money and give me one of those pins. I'll tell you, I'm going to frame that sucker. And he's probably laughing at me, but he's going to frame a pin. It's like, yep, I'm going to frame a pin. I don't know. It's just so we'll have to keep our eyes on that. We might have to do something about that. We'll try to do that. Maybe I'll put it on TBW, which is a local cable channel that you can watch your state politics. It's kind of like, exactly like CNN, not CNN, C-SPAN. C-SPAN 1 or C-SPAN 2. And so it gives you an idea in how the state government works. That's the, you know. So any others that make you excited or want to tell other people about, even ones that might have died as well?
Yeah, so I have a few more. But
sure.
That's not so healthy. But we are on the show.
Another bill that I want to discuss is one that unfortunately died in the last week, and that was Senate Bill 5268. This bill would have transformed DDA services by caseload forecasting the waivers we have in our state to provide services to the community. This would help us know who is need for services at the moment. That way we could come back and ask for more funding in the future. The bill would have also continued to support family mentors and add in peer self-advocate mentors to help guide people from living in an institution to living in the community. The bill also tries to help caseworkers by reducing their caseload. It would also look at crisis stabilization services by first looking for community placement. However, it still left the institution option available if the state can't find a community placement. The state, unfortunately, still thinks it better for them to have a large congregate setting instead of building out the community more. They are moving our way on that issue some, but not enough. So because the bill died, most likely because the cost of implementing it was so high, advocates are still asking for the positive parts, like caseload forecasting and supporting family and peer mentors, to be added directly to the operating budget this year. Because if we don't get those in by probably next week, we will have to wait until next year on those.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Right.
Yeah, so please, if you live in Washington, please email or call. You're right, legislators.
Please call or write your email, your legislatures. Absolutely. We'll get behind that and see if we can push it. Especially if you're in Washington State.
Yeah, especially about the caseload broadcasting. Because the more we broadcast, the more guaranteed money we have will help. So, yeah. And then, I don't know, did you have any question about that one?
No, at least even in that, it gets the ball rolling to maybe work on making that bill even stronger, even though it died, to look at what ways to make it stronger for advocates and for the next session. but it might not die. It might be come back to life in some ways because of the, it's part of the budget. So even though it might be dead, it might come back to life like Nazareth because it's part. It might be considered part of the budget in some capacity. So we got to keep our eyeball on that to some degree. Is that am I right with that assumption?
Yeah, you are right.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so it does pay to be a little political junkie. So, you know, but we don't expect it to, but maybe. Any other hot news?
Yeah, the weather's back on
The last four bills I will mention are the capital budget bills and the operating budget bills. I've been mostly following the capital budget bills because our state is wanting to build a brand new DD 100 to 120 bed nursing home costing over $100 million. Plus, I believe the House budget calls for other repairs to institutions. Now we understand all buildings need to be repaired or rebuilt, but we feel that we should instead build smaller homes with nursing level care. We know it can happen because we have those services already in smaller state-operated living alternatives or adult family homes or supported living or even one better in a person's own home. So allies and our partners are arguing that we need to put money not in a large nursing facility, but in the community. It does look more and more likely that they are just going to spend millions of dollars on those, no matter what we say. So while we are still arguing against those, we feel like if they do spend that amount on institutional settings this year, we will hold them accountable. And you need to spend at least the same amount, if not more, on community settings in the future.
True. So the audience knows it's roughly about 1,000 people in the RHCs.
Yeah.
And the RHCs are what we're talking about is the institutions. And I do not remember. What is it? Four times as much in the community. So there's more of us in the community than there are, thank God, in the RHCs, but we're trying to get our brothers and sisters that are in RHCs that want to leave, but give them the ability to do that.
Yeah. There's like around 600 people, I believe. I think I'll be back to number. There's around 600 people in the four remaining.
Yeah, four left it all together, around 1,000 altogether. You said 600? I think 600, 700, something like that. It's gone down every year because of attrition. But the problem is if you build a new one, what I'm afraid of is they'll start putting more people in there. Even though if you look at the Olmstead decision, the Supreme Court case in the 90s, the least restricted environment. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out right now with it's like seven times the number in the community. And it's like, it's around seven now, by the thing of it. And then you have probably all the 26,000 of the banner community, and there's a lot more people in the community.
Right, a lot more in the community, right? And it's we're for more of us, and
But it's like the institutional, for people that don't know, is the what they call the entitlement. That's why we need waivers. So you could waive the entitlement to live in the community. And there's like in every state, since we're on different on a radio station that goes all over the place, meaning all over the country, there's different waivers in different states. In our state, we have 5 different waivers. And I am working on, I did actually talk to my boss about being on one of these days and about talking about the waivers. So we could set up a show about just how waivers work in Washington and give you an idea of what it does in your state. But we haven't done that one yet, but working on it. What are you the most proud of? I mean, session's almost over and should be mathematically over, if I'm not mistaken, by the next time we're together on a show next month. Besides getting that bill passed, obviously, what are the things that at the end are you looking for still do or try to stop or are your products?
Well, I've been all good enough. Yeah, too. We've been trying to calm down reindeer and bird through the ice trees. And we also want to drug to help build up the community.
Build up the community. Expand what you mean by build them up for our audience. I know what you mean, but so the audience has a better idea what you mean?
I would also like to add that while we are focused on moving people out of the institutions into the community, we also need to improve community services and help build a provider workforce that helps people live successfully in the community. What I don't want to see happen is we move people into community settings, but we still isolate them in their homes by not having a great transportation system, that we don't have enough high-quality providers that can support people to not only get up and get ready for the day, but also help them participate in their community. So I think we all need to work on supporting people more, from the government, yes, but also friends and families, neighbors and community members and the private sector, who needs to be more open to hiring people with disabilities, as well as to make their services more accessible.
And I would add one more thing.
Yes, go right ahead.
We need more accessible, affordable housing opportunities.
More accessible housing. I couldn't agree more. Accessible and affordable. Yeah, we couldn't agree more. Is the only word I could say is amen.
Allies will be holding focus groups.
Will be holding focus groups
over the next year.
So would you mind keeping us up to date in the next year about what if we can do anything to keep our audience informed? And we thank you.
I would love to. Yeah, I would be happy to come back whenever you want me to.
You're welcome anytime. You're welcome anytime, my friend, anytime. You definitely make it better. That's better than CNN News right there, ladies and gentlemen. The man knows exactly what he's doing. So thank you for all the reporting on the positive news and the not-so-positive news, but we'll make lemonade out of that as we can and continue to advocate. And thank you so much for what you do and your new job advocating for people.
Hi, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I really hope it is enough.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen, he agreed most likely to stay on until about for another half hour or so tonight. So I'm going to ask him a couple of questions that we did not go over, but they're I think you'll like them prior to the show, and that was during the legislative process and your new job and at being looking at, you know, what you're going to be doing as far as the groups that you were talking about, having work groups throughout the year and getting involved in, you know, keeping the the administration going. What's the most exciting part of the session being almost finished? I'm so personally, Sean, I'm so excited about that bill passing that I just found out like a couple hours ago, literally, because I was off on Monday, got back from Seattle on Monday. But it seems that even though we hit a hard wall sometimes, that we're accomplishing so much emotionally, I feel like we've lifted a big rock. I don't know if you feel the same way that I feel. Yeah. So I feel like we've lifted a big heavy load.
No, but
does that make any sense at all to you?
Yeah, that does. It's very difficult for you to do the thumping of my brain. So it's a big accomplishment for all of us. Especially from members that fail self-advocate and leadership who have been pushing this for several years.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I want to thank personally people that helped me write letters, you know, people who did all that. And David Lord, from a friend of mine that helped me with how to keep my shirt on, because that one emotionally tore me up for a long time, and helping me with you know, getting my testimony together. So again, that one to me is a personal one, and you know, if it's, you know, sometimes when it's personal, it's you know, always professional, but sometimes you have to forget the professionalism and just say do you and get it done. So I'm glad we don't have to deal with that one next year. Except my wife taught me that we have to watch it to make sure nothing, as they would say, no funny business happens. But I'm grateful.
Yep.
I'm grateful for you for what you do.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm grateful for you and for all the advocates I've been taught to. Oh.
I just let the callers know that in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to work on an email for you so you can reach us, reach me. But I don't know if we got that established yet, but I'm going to work on that in the next 10 days or so. I've been a little bit preoccupied thinking of how to do it. So I'm going to ask somebody to help me with the email so that the callers can at least email me. And I wanted to let the callers know that I'm also looking for a special ed teacher to talk about special ed and to change, at least have some conversation about changing the way special ed is, at least as far as the meetings are concerned. It just doesn't make sense to me to only have one meeting a year when you only have, in a football game, you have halftime to change things. And for you want to change things at a halftime at a football game, but you don't want to change anything. You're going to go through a full school year, and our school year is almost over since it's, April now. And I do want to throw that out there, that we're looking for other guests. And, Sean, I would love to know if there's any guests that you would like to pitch to be on the air with us. Please feel free to make a pitch for them, and we'll have anybody you'd like anytime.
Yeah, that's interesting. You might want to have What's her name? She lives in Washington, D.C. Her name is Liv. I think I have her last name. But she works for the Association for the University Center on Disability.
Cool. You have a way of reaching out to her. We'll see if we can get her on the air for a segment or two. Keep thinking about that. And once we get our email address, or maybe our producer could help me figure out how to get it so they could actually get to us. We've talked about it off and on, but I can't remember how to do that. So please forgive me for that. But we would love to hear from you for possible guests for future times. Also, right. Wanted you to know that, wanted to say one more thing about advocacy is now that we did this bill, I'm going to take a break for a little bit, but and celebrate. Even though we still have work to do, the governor has to sign the bill, and then I'll as they say, light up a cigar. Without lighting up a cigar, don't make my wife upset. I don't smoke anymore. I used to, but not anymore. I have had a few cigars in my life. Well, I was like, what? You smoke? But when my brother had a little one, I told him after the last one, I said, you can have as many kids as you want, but I'm not having any more cigars. I don't smoke them very well. I'm a comical cigar smoker. John, it's been such a pleasure having you on. We have a guest in a few moments. He's going to be on at about 8:15 tonight. That's about a half hour from now. If you're into fitness, I would definitely hang around to find out what he's got up his sleeve. And the other guest, so the rest of the audience knows, is Emily Rogers. And, yes, she's related to me, so I know how to find her. We have some wonderful news about something that happened couple weekends ago that we're going to tell you about. And so producer, is there a chance that I could give me just a minute breather here?
So anyway, I'm going to butt in. So yes, I'll help you figure out the email. And hey, Sean, I would love to teach you how to run the panel so you guys can see your phone lines and the callers.
Awesome. I'd love to learn.
It's super easy. You just need to see it.
Yeah, great. Great. With our producer.
And did you guys see your new banner? I made a banner with both of you on it. I mean, I can change it, but it was something to represent both you guys.
Yeah, I think I have not, but I'm looking forward to it.
Have you, Sean, seen it on the show page?
I have not yet. What's your website?
Okay, so. Yeah, I know how that. If you go to braininjuryradio.com, you'll see it. It'd be the show that's live right now.
And Brain Injury Radio.
My dog wants my sandwich and that, so.
How is it?
I just needed it. Guys, even on live radio, you needed a drink real quick. I had cotton mouth. Sorry about that.
I
asked for somebody to help me out here. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but it was good.
I can't. We're also going to look at, Sean and me talked about putting something together with a channel sometime. So we have some ideas and, we're both thinking about things, different shows. I also would like to ask the audience, if they have a show that they would like about disability, please feel free to write into us.
and we'll see what we can do. Both of us are pretty knowledgeable about disability, and we'd like to stretch our horizons, if we don't know, to reach out to the people that we do and see if we can make a show that would be interesting for everyone. Like I've said before, I'm grateful for the opportunity. And so we're on the first Tuesday of the month. If you want to know the honest truth, callers, our radio audience, I thought I messed up and I was there a week early last week. So I finally memorized that. It's the first Tuesday of the month. Please tell your friends, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, sorry, I lost you guys. I lost my battery. My phone died. I had to grab another phone real quick.
No worries. No worries. I was just telling them that we're on every month on the first Tuesday of the month, and I told them the little joke about being a week early.
Then it dawned on me, because I told Sean, well, don't forget about your Tuesday show, and then he thought it was that Tuesday. I was trying to give him a plan, enough notice.
Yeah. It's all good. We're
Can you tell me? I got to call Sean. He's waiting. I say, oh, my God, did I miscommunicate?
All right. So we'll be here from 7 to 9. Sean might get off a little bit earlier than me, but he'll join me most nights on the early part of the hour. And we'll try to have a couple of guests on different topics. There is also other topics of note is cooking. I'm working on somebody who cooks and might have some suggestions on how to make it easier to cook. And Sean, yes, you know who I am referring to, but I've not had the conversation with her yet. Maybe she can offer me an idea or two to offer to my audience. And I think you know who I'm talking about.
People don't think I'm all business all the time. I wanted to share some of my fun hobbies I do every week. I'm a huge music fanatic. My favorite kinds are soft rock and country, but I love searching out new music scenes a lot. I run a 3-hour music dance show to a group over Zoom each week, and I even love to create different playlists for myself. From the typically music you hear on the radio to music we don't generally hear, like Irish Celtic music, Hawaiian music, French and Spanish music, classical music, and songs from movies and musicals. I've always been into creating my own playlists. As a kid, for every Christmas, I created mixtapes. Yes, kids, actual physical media. I created them for family and friends. And each year I did a new theme.
You like to make playlists.
Yeah.
Doug, maybe I could help you put something together for something, you know, like that. When we put our show together. Me, generally speaking, I'm a country boy. I like some Garth Brooks, maybe. Brooks and Dunn. That's Emily. That's Sweet Pea's favorite. That's what I call her. That's her nickname. And then mine is a group called I can't think of the name now. It's my mind went blank on me. Zach Brown Band. Zach Brown Band. I can't tell you how fortunate I am that we got. One thing I forgot to talk about is I got the shot last a couple weeks ago. I am COVID protected, as they say, as much as I can be. I got one with the Moderna. Is that Moderna? Is that one with an M? I think I pronounced it right. Sean got it recently too, I understand.
Yeah, I know mine. It's about a bit too weak now. But I got the Pfizer one. So.
Yeah, the Pfizer. So do you have one more left? Yeah. Are you
I
done?
Have one more left. April 22.
April 22.
Yeah. April. And then, so, hopefully by May, I'll be able to travel.
Cool. One on the 22. That's a celebration 2 weeks later. And my friend lives almost to the Canadian border. When they open the Canadian border, we'll go up and see him and maybe go see some flowers or what do they call that? Vancouver?
Oh, the banners on the banners on garden.
The gardens, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
The banners on.
But basically, I'd go see you, so I'm not worried about the garden so much, but just see you would be cool. I came back from a little R&R this weekend and was at my mother-in-law's for the first time in a year and a half or so. Mom had to come and get us because the Amtrak's kind of walky. You go and get there and you can't get back. So Mom drove us from there, drove us back. So we had a couple of days off during the Easter break. So it was good seeing family, my wife's family. I should let Sean know that the crooks that I saw, they did everything by using a skillet. So it was easy to get to as far as the reachability and safety, and they made fajitas and Mexican food, from Mexican food to chicken.
Oh, wow.
Using a skillet, so you don't. So I thought that course was rather interesting. That was one of the things we learned last weekend. I think it was last weekend, a weekend after that. Sometimes with this COVID thing, honestly, the hardest part of one of the hardest things is every day seems to run together and you forget what day it is because, like, every day is the same. Instead of Saturday and Sunday, of course, but you forget what day it is. Because you're at home all the time. So that's interesting. One of the other guests that I was thinking of having, I think I might have said a little bit earlier, Sean, is my boss, which is kind of interesting. He works for the Division of Development Disabilities just like me, but he's an office chief. To get his perspective about disability and see where we're going. In the state of Washington, they're looking for a new director, so that'll be my boss's boss. What everybody at her at our level answers to everybody that the boss says anything. So maybe one of these days I can get the new director of DDA to be one of the guests on the radio show. Which would, I must confess to you, will be a little bit strange when she's he or she is my boss. But I'll wear the hat a little bit differently. you can help me with some doozy of the questions.
Yeah, I can tell you, Michael. I met all 12 candidates, and they all.
Oh, you did.
Very nice.
Very nice.
So,
good.
I was on the interview committee.
I forgot all about that, to be totally truthful. And that is truthful. Larry King be my witness on the radio station. Yeah,
no, go ahead.
So that was a good experience.
People we interviewed. So I think we'll be happy with
well, that's
whoever.
Cool. That's cool. That's cool. We're still working from home at least 99.99% of the time. I come in once a week or once every 2 weeks to pick up the mail, but mainly at working from the house. So it's nice. Oh, and I also wanted you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that Sean is a computer whiz, a computer genius, especially when it comes to software. So we might occasionally ask him, have a Q&A questionnaire thing. One of your hosts uses Dragon. That's a voice software. And then I am working on getting somebody who studies and works on screen readers as well, do the Library of the Blind. And I also wanted to talk about in the next couple of shows about the Library of the Blind, because I have recently read a book from Obama because of that. And that book didn't cost me anything to read. And I've listened to the book, and I'm starting to listen to more books. It's so liberating for me because I have dyslexia, and one of these days we'll have a discussion about that. I think I've mentioned it a few times on the air that I can't read well, but it's a whole different ball of wax to realize you can't read well, but doesn't mean you're not smart. You can learn. So yeah, I've been reading Obama's book a little bit, his latest one.
I was going to have one thing. Call back.
This is Sean. By the way, the communication app I'm using tonight is PRLO4 text.
Call.
Cool.
Cool. Anytime you want to talk to me about technology. I'm good.
Okay, you're good? Okay, good deal. But we'll put the show together and you'll know what's going on. It won't be a curveball, but tell the folks, hey, we might have something there occasionally. So, let's see. We have just a few minutes before the next guest. Our producer shows, we can't see the screen yet, but somebody just sent me a text. He's waiting.
Okay, he called on Skype, so let me let him in. So here we go. And hopefully it's him. And so somebody else is on now.
Hello, how are you? This is Michael. Are you?
Well, he is a she, and I'm not into the cancel culture, but hi, Michael. This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. I bet you it's someone else because we have another... somebody named Justin calling in just a few minutes about talking about fitness. So, how are you, Kim?
Better him than me. Can't wait to
what, talk about fitness. Well, he might motivate you a little bit. Who knows?
It would definitely motivate me a little. You know, we're just coming into spring here, not that I can use that as an excuse at all, but it'll be nice to get out walking. So if you do Easter, did you have a nice Easter? We had a beautiful weekend here, which was really nice because it's been gloomy and cloudy and chilly, but it was like gorgeous all weekend long. The dogs had an Easter egg hunt.
I was, like I said, just I spent the weekend at my mother-in-law's and with her brother and my beautiful wife. So, yeah, we had a good time. It was the first time we left the house since, except for a doctor's appointment, I think
in a year plus. And it was just nice to be around other people and eat and just chill without, because their house is rather big and we could spread out. And we've already had the shot except everybody but one. So it was it felt good. And unfortunately, got home yesterday and watched the Zags lose. The only time they lose all year, they lose the championship. But it was a great time away.
I forgot a lot of that.
Yeah, Gonzaga lost.
All right, I think your other caller is on, and I'm gonna bring them on too.
Awesome, buddy.
And they're live too.
Hey, welcome, buddy.
Hi there, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. It's an honor to have you on the show tonight. And Emily's here as well. So, would you mind telling a little bit about yourself? And my wife would add a couple of things, but I'd love to know a little bit about what you're doing. And thank you for being
wonderful.
On.
Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for letting me listen. My name is Justin Graham, and I am the founder of Wonders on Wheels, virtual wheelchair fitness. And the company started as a dance class at an accessible facility here in Arizona. And once a week, I would meet with other guests who were in wheelchairs, as well as those who were able-bodied, mothers, daughters, anybody who was willing to come to the dance class. And I had an adapted dance class that took place once a week. When the pandemic happened a year ago and all of the mandatory business closures happened, I lost 22 clients, and I had been teaching classes throughout the week. But when the gym shut down, all of my clients who required fitness basically just came to me and said, what's next? And they said, how are we supposed to work out? How are we supposed to maintain, our strength and, all of the benefits that we've achieved through working out? And so I decided to go ahead and build a virtual wellness platform. It's designed for wheelchair users, but it is for use for everyone. And so what it is it is a like the virtual wellness platform like Peloton. It's basically Peloton for wheelchairs. And so we have 9 live classes 6 days a week where we meet on a Zoom-like platform. And I host fitness classes that range from, Muscle Monday, Waiting on Wednesday, Fitness Friday. And then we also have dance classes, including our Power Palm workouts and Zumba Dance Fitness. And all of the fitness, we also host and we record the classes. So if you're not able to make the regular class time, you can view all of the material in our on-demand database. And in the on-demand database is also multiple personal training videos that have been done by myself to offer to bridge the gap between general fitness and physical therapy for people who want to be able to take their fitness journey in their own hands. And so in addition to all that, we also do personal training, which is all virtual. That means that we work out with people all over, not only just the States, but all over the world. And it bridges the gap between families and friends, and everybody is working out on this platform. And the main focus is fun. All of the benefits to feeling better, all of the benefits to losing weight and those things, those are all secondary. We all meet to have a good time and to feel good and create healthy happiness. And so that is Wonders on Wheels.
That's awesome. Would you like to tell me I have a new person that's in your class. I'm going to have her talk about your class. Are you all right with that?
I am absolutely 100% okay with that.
So this is Emily, and you all have heard me before on here talk about all kinds of random stuff, but this is something that's so much fun, y'all. For real, you have to come along and try it. It's so much fun. I've had the best time, and I've only known about it for like a week, I think, now. But it's been such a fun time, and literally, like, I, in my whole life, don't think I had more fun with exercise. Exercise has never been very fun and always included quite a bit of pain and stuff that, you know, why would you want to do that? And so, but I just want to say that, like, exercise can be fun, and Justin does a fabulous job making it fun and energetic, even on Mondays when it's hard to get excited about getting the week started. And it's just been really great because I'm able to access the platform, and I can just, interrupt my work days for a little bit and feel really energized afterwards, which is really cool because, sitting in front of a computer can be kind of boring, but to get a little exercise in there is really great. And I guess it's just super cool. And if you're at all interested, I would encourage you to try it out. And there's some really great people on there. I haven't been on for all that long, so I don't know everyone yet all the way, but it's just been a really great group of folks that want to be healthy and want to exercise and do what you can to treat your body the best you can. And so it's really worth giving it a shot if you're interested, for sure.
And you're also in a wheelchair.
And, oh, I thought everyone already knew that part. Because I've been talking on here several times, but I am in a wheelchair, but, you know, that's never really stopped me from doing many things. So it's kind of an afterthought, I guess. But if exercise is something you've always wanted to get involved in and that you have some interest in keeping your body in good working order, just encourage you to try it out and get to a dance class or get to one of the classes that's listed. I go to all of them, so I don't really know which one's which, but I just have a fun time. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that Justin had an opportunity to talk about his idea and platform because it's so unusual and there's a lot of us out here that could benefit from it. So,
Emily, anyway. So you mentioned that, you know, you just started on the platform and you had seen me, you know, at the Abilities Expo. How many fitness classes did you do today?
I did two.
And each of our classes on the platform, all of our classes on the platform are half an hour. So in a half an hour, we're burning between 150 to 200 calories minimum. And not only that, everybody utilizes, you know, everybody adapts to what they can do. And, I mean, if you think about it, to get to the gym, if you had to physically go to the gym, would you be able to have gotten to both of those classes?
No. It being ready, a virtual situation makes it so much more convenient, especially because you don't have to worry about the transportation part of it and worrying about getting there and worrying about, you know, all of the things having to do with getting there and all of that. It's just, you know, like most things, we spend a lot of time at home in the past year, and so it's just another really awesome thing that has come into our home in the last 2 weeks. But then now I am I'm part of Justin's group for the next year. Pretty exciting, and I'm looking forward to all the things that I will learn and also the ways that I'll get stronger and all of that. So anyway, I just it's just really cool, and I've been telling everybody I know. So
that's so wonderful. I was going to say the you guys just went on a trip, correct?
Yes, we just went to my mom's house, and it was really great because I could just bring bring the whole group in my phone and set it up on a table at my mom's house and still do my exercises. And it was super great because you can keep up on a good habit really easily when you, even when you go places or if you're in a hotel, which maybe one day we'll be in a hotel again. But it's just really awesome. And everyone's so encouraging and everyone's so to be exercising, which seems kind of like a funny thing to say, but
it does sound funny when you say it, Emily. And you know what? But when I created this company, I had a mother who, her daughter has spina bifida, and she asked me if I would be able to help her because her daughter wasn't, you know, of age to be able in a gym setting. And then also because of the limited, you know, the limited accessible facilities, gym facilities, she wasn't able to, you know, go into a gym to do personal training. And so when I got on at the accessible gym here in Phoenix and I was able to do the wheelchair dance, when I started, I knew that I wasn't going, I knew that there were people in other states that I needed to get to. And I couldn't be in every state every day to find everybody who needed this. So it was a blessing and a curse in the pandemic that I was able to create this company. But the people around the world that get on this platform and then the relationships that they form and then the benefits that they start to see in their health, in their attitude, in their, you know, everyday life, even in moving things around their house or going to the grocery store and being able to do things easier, you know, the benefits are endless. But it is virtual. It is accessible 24 hours. It is a virtual gym. It's wonderful to be able to offer this service. And I am so thankful to be able to share with everybody because, you know, a lot of the topics that were on the call this evening, you know, we are all fighting for something. We are all fighting for something. And in order for us to fight, we have to be healthy. You can only fight if you are healthy and if you're doing what it takes to make yourself healthy. And so a lot of the things go hand in hand that we were discussing earlier. But thank you so much for allowing me to share about what is on wheels.
I was wondering if you could ever come back. You're always welcome to, if you'd like. Could you tell people how to give them your website again so that they want to, if they wanted to get involved?
Yes. So we're Wonders Wheelchair, Wow Wheelchair Fitness. So it's www.wowwheelchairfitness.com.
Cool.
That's our website. That lists, it has links to all of our classes. It has links to the explanation about our on-demand videos and our personal training. And it takes you right to the platform that you use. And once you're registered, you just create an account and you're registered after that. And you go to the same place. When you register for any of the classes, you receive an email link a half an hour before the class. You click straight from the email. You click the link and it brings you right onto the platform. And then you're there in the class. And we work out, we have a good time, and I send you on your way.
Awesome. I thank you so much for your time tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, we just met a couple hours ago. So I really do thank him for his time tonight, and I thank you for making my wife happy. Like I told him last, you know, this has been a weird year, and putting a smile on my wife's face. I just wanted to let everybody know about your program. So, again, thank you for being here. And feel free to jump on by anytime you'd like.
Thank you so much, and I will.
First Tuesday of the month from 7 to 9.
Thank you so much, and thank you to you and Sean. Thank you so much.
Have a good night now.
You too.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I can't encourage you more than I put him on the air tonight. Like I said, in this show, you'll be able to watch the show again or listen to the show anytime you'd like, but I can't endorse better. I even asked him to look at getting me in shape, which is
going to take a little bit. I got diabetes, and maybe with his help, I might not have it as much longer. A little bit of work. So a lot of work, but a lot of sweat. But we'll get it done. Sean, I know you wanted to go pretty soon, but any last comments on your end?
No, but that was an awesome program. But,
yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, I want to compliment you too, Mike. Sorry, Sean, for asking at the end. I was going to unmute after you were talking about, your wife was talking about how great it was, because I caught his name and what he was doing, but that was really good. You were talking about learning as you go along, being a host, and that was super good, that call at the end of asking him where he was located so that people had a chance to get that information down. Good job.
Sorry
to interrupt, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you.
And producer, I'm going to, it's time to ask a weird request. If we can keep a copy of, I mean, I know all shows are copied. If you can date this one for me so we can find it easy. This show, I think we're getting better. I mean, I know Sean's great, and the guest that I got tonight, it's all coming together. And
so I'll email it to you so you have the link.
I'm really excited about our possibilities of being on this show and having different guests and sometimes the same guests but different topics. Might ask him about how do we get nutrition back in our diet with all this stuff going on with this COVID. But I have so many ideas in my head that I just have to slow down for a minute and smell the roses. So I thank you very much. And thank you so much, Sean.
And I've been a brother. And if I think how many more people that might be a great guest, I will send it your way.
Okay, sounds great. Is there anything else you would like to say, Emily? Not right at the moment, but she's close by.
I did have one thing to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the way that I found out about the Wonders on Wheels was because of the Abilities Expo, and I know that Michael has talked about that because that was what we had gone to a couple of weekends ago now. And the thing is that if you're interested in accessing all of the content from that conference, it's available if you wanted to register for the conference. It was a free conference. But if you go to abilities.com, I believe it is, it was a really great conference, and they had lots of interesting presentations. One that I thought was really good was about architecture and making things accessible in terms of architecture. And then they had the cooking thing that Michael was talking about, and they had the exercise program, and they had a couple of different exercise programs, like exercise people. They had a couple of travel bloggers. One in particular that I follow myself, and then another guy who's a travel person with some tips and tricks for traveling. They had a lot of really good content, as well as some really good vendors and exhibitors, and each of the exhibitors had a way that you could access all of their information. And so, but what they did is since the whole thing was free, they put everything online so that everyone could access all of the content, even if you weren't able to attend. So it has about a month left of being up. So I just wanted to encourage you, if you really wanted to, you know, have a chance to learn some things and maybe connect with some other folks and around some technologies and some things that you may not have known about. One of the things that I thought was cool was they had a gal who had created a bag that where you could have all of your books and things in front of you instead of in back of you, which for me would be really a lot better. It's hard to twist your back to get things out of your bag. That was one. And then there was some personal hygiene things that seemed interesting. There was all kinds of different resource books and a cookbook for people that don't do a lot of moving. And, I mean, just like all kinds of resources. And I think they did a really good job putting it all on virtually. And I think it's cool that they're leaving it open. So, again, if you're interested, it's really something to check out. And even, like, I know some of it didn't make any sense in my life, but I also know a lot of people with disabilities, so sometimes I just pass information along to other folks and, you know, to help to make their lives better too. So anyway, just wanted to give a plug for that. And then they have abilities expos all over the country and up in Canada. And I think they're going to start having those again coming up in the next couple of months. But on that website, they have the list of all of them. Typically, they're like one half a day and then one full day. And they have all kinds of speakers and different things going on. And I'm sure it's different, of course, if you're in person. But it was just a really cool resource. And so I wanted to let you all know about it. So,
thank you,
Emily.
Thank you so much. So everyone, it's been a great hour and a 18 minutes. I know we go until 9, but wow, what a show for the first hour and a what 18 minutes or so. So I wanted to catch up with Kim. If we got. I know you have access to reaching a special ed teacher. If you would reach out to me after the show sometime, I'd love to talk to you off the air so the world doesn't hear everything until we get it together. But I'd love to talk to you. I know I say that a lot, but I don't have your phone number. So don't let me forget that and give you that before I leave somehow.
Yeah, my fault. My fault.
No,
I said last
good.
Time.
No,
she happens to be in California, and they're having trouble figuring out whether they even go to school or not in California.
Wow. At least it would be one
but
good
yes,
thing. It's on
we
test.
Will.
But no worries. We'll figure it all out. It's like I said, it's a process that's going good, I think. I'm really excited about the future. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, but let me add to what Emily said about abilities.com. I see they would have an expo in Chicago, in Houston.
Oh, he's in the city.
Phoenix,
okay. You want me to name the city? Are you naming? I'm making sure I heard you right. You're naming the city that it's in?
Yes.
Okay.
But anybody can access it, right? Online?
Yeah. You can access it online, yes. It's the next city, Chicago, Houston, Arizona.
Oh, I gotcha.
New York.
And we might, depending on the right time, I might have a show at one of the, at least figure a way we could talk to my producer and our, and do some show when we're there, even though we're not on the air, so we could show you some stuff. And we're also going to do something as often as I can to do it, put a YouTube channel together in the next couple of weeks, or months, I should say, not weeks. But looking at that to actually see. I know I'm getting really excited about this thing, but it's kind of wild. I think it's turning into something crazy. So we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, I do too, and excitement is good. It's just when you said 2 weeks, I was like, whoa, that's ambitious.
No. It's going to be a little bit longer than that. To figure out
a
YouTube channel.
A month is good.
Yeah, a couple months, yeah.
Okay.
I do want to ask. It'd be the 8th. June 8th. June 7th is my birthday. That's a Monday, and June 8th will be the day we do our show. The day after my birthday. If you would please, I know I'm asking early, but we'll write that date down. It's going to be a special show. If I'm fortunate, I'll be 54 years old the day after that. So a day before that. So something that we're going to do with something. June 7th is my birthday. That's a Monday. And June 8th is the day.
Yep, I'm looking at
the
calendar.
It's a Tuesday. And I believe that's the first Tuesday of the month is the 8th. You're better at that than
Yes, it is.
Okay. So we'll be on the day after.
Wait a minute. No, it's not. It's the. I'm sorry.
Oh, it
is? You said the second Tuesday, right? Second Tuesday of the month?
It's the first Tuesday.
I'm birthday, man.
First Tuesday.
Actually, it's the second Tuesday. June 1st is a Tuesday. And so the second Tuesday is the 8th.
It's the 8th. So, Sean, if you can keep that one free, and we got also what? I mean, I'm getting a month ahead of myself. We're in April now. It's crazy. This month is going to fly by. And then I don't know, then you get ready for Memorial Day weekend. The following one's the 1st. I wonder if it would be June 1st. Am I thinking that might be June 2nd is my first one? It'll be June 1st. Okay, we'll make an adjustment that, that's what happens when you're on radio thinking what week it is. I have to start putting a star there so I don't mess that week up. But we'll figure it out. Let's see, what else is going on? Anything that's going on in your world, Kim?
I got my first vaccine last Friday, and I've got a birthday a week from Friday, and then they did have my second vaccine set up for my birthday, and I said, chance we could put that off a couple days?
Right.
Not exactly what I would consider to be a fun birthday present. So on April 18th, I'm getting my second vaccine, and there seems to be I'm watching, and it will be interesting to see how it unfolds, the controversy about the COVID passport is what they're calling it. And I think that would be interesting. And it's funny because I usually come down pretty hard on one side or another of different issues. And on this one, I'm just watching and waiting to see. I've got some predictions, if you want to know the predictions, but as far as my feeling, go ahead.
I don't have any feelings about any of that, right? I'm actually hoping that, like I said, to go to this, take Emily to the one in Phoenix, that conference in Phoenix, if COVID isn't too bad, and celebrate our anniversary and go to the conference and meeting that young man that was on the air a few minutes ago, and personally work out with him in person. I think that would be fun. But that's a couple of days before our anniversary is when that's scheduled. So hopefully by that time we can fly safely and I figure a way to get there. But it's so funny because you can't get anywhere without somebody helping you get to without somebody having a driver in this town, at least in the Seattle area. There's local buses, but no buses that go outside of the county. So it's kind of a different, and there's only one or two trains a day to get there and one train to get back, but they leave so early you can't do it. So it was been interesting in that regard. What were you going to say, Sean?
Oh, I'm agreeing. Yeah, the train from Mount Vernon to Olympia. You have to be out like at 5 or 6 in the morning. And then you don't get home until 8 or 9 p.m. So.
Wow.
Then you have to pay like all the, I think all of it's like $50 or $100. But either way, it's expensive.
That's crazy. That's. So, Sean, I know you said you're going to take off soon. I did want to thank you for being on tonight. And any night you'd like to, of course, you're welcome to be on. So thank you so much for being here. I want to respect the time that you said. But you can stay or go or do whatever you'd like. But I wanted to really thank you for being on. And on a personal note, I just can't really thank you enough. It's been something else, especially with your helping you with advocacy and understanding what's going on and keeping me in the loop and keeping me learning. We're getting there. It's today's a big day.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Absolutely.
My time. And I'll see you both later. It's been fun hanging out with you, Michael. And you, Cam. And I hope both of you have a great month. So,
thanks, Sean. You too.
Sean, you too. You take care, buddy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Oh, I have done good. Bye.
Love you, buddy.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Wow. It's just, it's unreal. One of the things I wanted you to know is, Kim, is my wife is getting a new wheelchair, so that gave me an idea of trying to find somebody who is part of I believe it's called pronounced Suncoast. Sunrise. They made the Quickie wheelchair, or they're the company that makes the Quickie wheelchair. And the Quickie wheelchair is one of the chairs that Emily uses, that I use. So I have a discussion about what wheelchairs are like. How do you end up picking the person that helps you get the wheelchair. So I'm looking at that too, and I found her at the conference. I just haven't had a chance to reach out yet. So as you can tell, I've got my head spinning with some ideas about what kind of guests to get.
I think that's a really good one. I'd like to hear about that. I have a family member who really needs to be in a wheelchair now with a degenerative disease and isn't you know, a lot of pride, pre-existing notions, will. There's a lot of things that can stop, I guess, would prefer to fall, take their chances falling and not come to the reality that they need a wheelchair. And boy, it would sure make me feel a lot. I realize it's a surrender. It's another level of surrender, and we all go through a lot of those in the course of our life on a lot of different levels. But it would sure make me rest easier to know that he was safer. And not at risk of falling. So every time I go to bed, I'm afraid if I get a phone call in the middle of the night, I'm going to hear something like that. And I do think that, and I don't know this, I can't say, you guys tell me, is there, after the initial, I don't want to do this, no way in hell, is there a freedom at a point of not having to worry about falling into the situation that you're in,
well,
and being able
to
still be happy?
Yeah. I would say one of the hardest adjustments I've ever made is going from a manual chair to a power chair because of my shoulders. But if I would have known what I was doing to my shoulders, not giving them any time to rest and recover, I would have gone to my power chair years ago. They said to me that you have shoulders like an 80-year-old and you're 53. I mean, they said that last year. So it's like, okay, how do we do it? And so it's like, but I think the hardest adjustment for me was not walking anymore with my crutches and being a totally wheelchair user. And the reason that I'm able to deal with it as well as I'm able to deal with it is straightforward. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the two people, Sean and my wife, Emily. I mean, first of all of them have been in a chair all their lives, but they had to, it took me a while to get used to the fact that they didn't like the chair in the house. And so therefore it was difficult for me because they wanted me to crawl or not have the chair in the house. But now we're married and we have my own place, I don't have to crawl. I mean, I can crawl if I want to or not, or use my wheelchair in the house anywhere I want. So it just depends on how you handle it and the opportunities that you're getting. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean, I think...
I'm glad you have the freedom now to make up your own mind and not be put in that position by someone else.
Yeah, it's so you love your parents, but sometimes you go, why did I do that? But it's all good. I mean, well, I wouldn't, I wish I didn't walk as much as I did, because if I'd known what I was doing to myself long term, I wouldn't have never done it, because they don't want to operate. Because I have a separated, what's that muscle in your shoulder that's, I forget the name of it, but it's unattached. And so...
Like a rotator cuff or something?
Yeah. So they don't want to fix it because, how do you move around for 6 months and you're in a, so they're worried that I'd break it before it would heal. So it's a problem that we're going to live with forever. And, that's one of the things about having him with that weight, that trainer guy. I've used it a couple of times. Even if I got stronger in that, and lost a few. I mean, sometimes I'm glad it's a radio because you couldn't see me. But I'm not saying I'm ugly or a good year blimp. But I can tell you that I've gained a couple of pounds in this year for sure. And I'm looking forward to being lean again and at least healthy. So and looking for. Other things
awesome.
I'm looking for as a guest is a person that knows electrician. Somebody could tell us about. You know, small things like that. I mean, let's start small and build the show up. Hey, Kim, I would like to know, tell me a little bit about what? Tomorrow night is Wednesday, so your show's tomorrow night.
It is, yes. It's going to be a little different tomorrow night. A little different. And I'm going to turn my guest around a little bit, and he doesn't know it yet. But I do that every now and again. This guy actually wrote a book about a business-related book, but it's called The 10-Minute Networking. And he's doing it in the context of business. Well, there's a lot of us that would maybe be in a position to look for a job, or in the case of us hosts, you know, we want to find people to be guests on our show. Networking is something that really, you know, he wrote about it in terms of business, but I'm going to be turning around his 10 minutes to successful networking into a lot of different things, from personal relationships to, yes, getting a job, to things like us wanting hosts. There's a lot of people that are, when I was in sales, we called it call reluctance. There were a lot of people who just didn't feel comfortable talking to strangers or feel comfortable reaching out, like Emily, you know, you were talking about, and Mike, you did with Justin, you know, who came on. There's a lot of our hosts even who, and this is good that we have a variety of good hosts who do things differently, but a lot of them don't have guests. They maybe have a co-host, and they come up with a topic that they talk about, and then if somebody calls in, great, but they don't necessarily feel comfortable calling and risking what they perceive as a personal rejection by asking someone to be on the show who might say no. And right. So anything from dating to jobs to guests to looking for Emily, you actually brought up a great example, and that was when you told about the conference and the different things involved in the conference. You know, you did networking. You talked about the gal who made the bag, you know, that held the stuff on front, and I could totally relate to you. For years, I carried stuff on a backpack, and now I've got a bad neck and bad shoulders, and you're right, you got to swing everything around to get that backpack off. So, you know, what you did was network, and then you came on the show and, you know, were able to disseminate that information, you know, both about the exercise and the conference. And so, you know, there's a lot of people who have goals and wishes that they would like to come to fruition, but they have a fear of doing exactly what you guys just did. And so the guy tomorrow night has written a book on successful networking. And so I think there's a lot of things that you can apply in the way that you need to apply it. It's like I say on the show, take what you like and leave the rest. You know, in any talk that you hear somebody give, you know, you might, and Emily, you even said it, you couldn't relate to a lot of things that were being talked about, but you didn't throw the baby out with the wash. You kind of put some of the things on the back burner, you know, that might be helpful to someone else later, because you are an advocacy and out in the community, and then maybe put some things on the front burner that you're interested in yourself, you know, yourself or you and Mike or whatever. And, you know, that's a really good thing. So networking is an important skill to have across the board. And so I'll be interviewing this guy a little bit differently than he's probably been interviewed before regarding his book. I've got a, you know, there's a couple of agents who get a hold of me and want me to interview people of theirs, and I'm always happy to do it, but they send me a press kit, and the press kit has the individual's bio and picture and all kinds of different stuff, and one of the things is the suggested questions, and I usually throw that away. which isn't very nice of me, yeah, I kind of go with it on my own, because knowing who the guest is and what they're talking about, I know how I'd like to spin it to my audience.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? What's going to benefit our listeners the most? You know, some of those questions, believe it or not, you know, even though I won't have the paper with me, some of the questions I'm sure that are on that paper are going to come out of my mouth, because there are a lot of people in our community that work. And so, you know, when they want to try to find a job, they want to find something that's going to meet their skill set and know how to network, how to find the right network for what it is they want or can do. And so we will be talking about some of the things more directly related to his book, but then I'm going to take him off his path a little bit and take the principles of networking and apply them to some other situations. And
cool.
So
out of there, Bob.
No. Yeah, it should be fun. I don't have trouble with networking, but a lot of people do, and it slows them up. You know, it slows them up on things that they want to do. You know, they never get a chance to do it because they're intimidated by networking. And so hopefully tomorrow's show will help people not feel intimidated by networking, and like it's a much easier proposition than they might have thought.
You know, I couldn't agree more. It's like, I mean, he could have said no, but he said yes, and he's on the air, right? I mean, I just asked him tonight, like a couple of hours before the show started, because my wife's in this class, and I, you know, I said, this would work, and you gotta feel, go with your gut sometimes. What is it, my mother called it? Intuition, I guess. Sometimes she calls it that. But I just feel like, you know, it's in knowing, like asking Sean and doing different things. And I asked another person that couldn't make it, but I said, we're okay, we're good, you know? And it's just like, one thing I will say about that is that confidence builds confidence. It's like, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
Even though you don't do certain things well, you can do something else well and build on that. Yeah. You know, like,
exactly.
One of the speakers that I'm going to have last month was Disability Awareness Month, and I'm going to have I learned about breaking down shows a little bit, like have sections. We'd like to talk to you about that a little bit off the air, but I think it would be an interesting discussion about how to put something together so you have four different sections, so you get a little bit of everybody involved in the audience. So, okay, we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about this, and there's going to be a song here. So I got a lot to learn, but I'm excited about the possibilities of learning all that and putting it all together. The board scares me because I don't know how to read well, but Sean will figure that out. And we can pick, I mean, the other thing about it is I can learn to use pictures, or I could learn to do something, so I could learn to do a board, you know? I mean, there's always a way. There's always a possibility. So I'm grateful, like I always say to you, but I really am, and I really do think the show's starting.
Well, we're grateful to have you in this spot.
That's just been a kick. But last week, I don't know if you were on yet. I was a week early. It's like, okay, back up. but it's all good. It's all good. You know, a week early is better than a week late. That's for sure. We have, according to my watch, about 15 minutes to go, folks. I wanted to also say that next month will be on the first Tuesday of the month, and session will be hopefully over. As you know, we had a long discussion about that. There won't be much legislative to deal with anymore. We'll do a show on education a little bit. We'll help you with IEPs for younger students if you're in that. At least I'm going to hope to do some of that. Also, talk about a little bit more about the expo. And the reason I'm going to do that is I'm going to try to find, and Kim, I would love your suggestions or recommendations, is I'm going to reach out to the founders of Expo, a Disability Expo, and see if there'll be a guest on the radio show. They were great speakers, obviously, but they're the ones who made Expo happen, the Disability Expo. So I'm going to try to get them as well to talk about the next Expo, which I think is in Chicago, but it gives you some idea of how long they've been doing it, and it's all about disability and how they got the folks that they got, and try to find that lady who did the other speaker that I'm going to try to find, and is the one about the bag, the wheelchair bag, because I assume that there's more callers with the wheelchairs than just me and Emily. So I'm going to try to get those two on the air and see if they'll be on with us on Tuesday, especially along with Sean as well. So
yep, and that'll be the 3rd, May 3rd.
The 3rd.
That'll be,
the 3rd, okay. Good, good, good. Before my birthday. That's good.
Yes.
You know,
well, May 3rd.
Oh,
thanks. Yeah, I'm a little bit older than you, and then I've got an anniversary also. My husband and I had already had my brain injury, and my memory isn't great sometimes, and so when we were looking ahead in the calendar to figure out when we would get married, we got married 05/05/05 at 5. So May 5th is our anniversary.
That's great. That is outstanding. Even I can remember that. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I can always remember it. But what we laugh about is then I'll look at him and I'll go, all right, how many years is it now? So what is that?
Yeah.
2005 and we're in 2020. Is that 15 years we've been married or?
Yeah, my wife and me will be 20 next year.
All right. Good for you. We got a late start.
Yeah. My wife's 7 years younger than me. So,
my husband is either a year or two younger than me. Like right now, I really like it a lot because he's just a year younger right now. But when I have my birthday, he'll be 2 years again, all the way till November when he has his next birthday. So I don't like it as much during the time when he's 2 years younger than me.
Cool.
So I'll enjoy the 1 year between now and week from now or whatever it is.
And I am going to look at how to get an email to you. So I have an email address for next time around. If Kim can help me learn how to do that, so you can always email me. I also wanted to give you an access ability to text me. You can text me directly at 206-618.
Wait. You might not want to say that on air. I've got it, okay?
Oh.
I don't want everybody listening necessarily.
Yeah, up to you. So thank you for that. That's a rookie mistake. I'm looking forward to figuring out how to get an email so you can email me. I will work on that in the next before the next show. My producer is awesome. We can figure out how to do that. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Any other thing we could would like to talk about? You got on my clock, you got 9 minutes before the 9 o'clock hour in the West. I want to thank, of course, everybody who was on the air tonight. All my guests, and I really appreciate you being on the air this evening, and you as well, Kim. It's just been, I think, a dandy show. I know, don't brag
Thanks.
Too much. You got a lot to learn, but even made an error there. But thank you for fixing that.
It's okay, and you should have just got something from me. So. That'll take care of that.
Okay, appreciate that. I'll keep you in the loop of what's going on with me. Good luck with your show tomorrow night. Kim, I don't know. It's interesting. You go to it's like a pregame meal, dinner center about 5 o'clock or so. And you have a little bite to eat. Then you get about a half hour into it. You get excited about the show. I don't know. I always have since I started this thing. It's really kind of wild. It's like, okay, it's time to eat. It's time to get ready. It's time to, the last piece of it. So one of these days, talk about nervousness before a show. But I'm really excited about the future.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited about it too, and your enthusiasm is great. So you said earlier it's been a long year. You want me to close this out with a song coincidentally called It's Been a Long Year. And we'll see you again, No More BS, with Mike and Sean on the first Tuesday of each month, which will be May 3rd next month, so be sure to tune in. Thanks, Mike.
Take care, everyone.
Emily,
good
Sean, good night. Good night, and God bless everyone.
Been a long year since I've seen these colors in the tree, my dear. Been a long time, such a long time here, babe. Maybe this year things will change. It's been a long year, and I think it's time to leave. Somehow every year's the It's been a long year. It's been a long year.